Among the nominees up for a Grammy Award on Sunday is a surround sound album created by a student at Berklee College of Music in Boston. Craig Hella Johnson's composition is titled Considering Matthew Shepard. Shepard was the gay college student beaten and abandoned in a field outside Laramie, Wyoming in 1998. He died 6 days later. While his murder led to the enactment of anti-hate crime legislation, controversial questions have been raised about whether his death was the result of a drug deal gone bad. The story Johnson tells in his choral work channels his own emotional response to Shepard's death. Andrea Shea from Here and Now contributor WBUR reports.
Considering Matthew Shepard begins with Craig Hella Johnson playing this simple Bach piano prelude. But then it shifts tone with a cowboy's yodel.
So sings the lone cowboy.
Soon, members of Johnson's Grammy-winning choral ensemble Conspirare set a bucolic scene, singing of sky, cattle, horses, and grass.
Sky, cattle,
but inevitably comes tragedy, with details about what two men who were eventually convicted of murder did to Matthew Shepard in 1998.
Near midnight, they drove him to a remote area, tied him to a split rail fence, beat him horribly, and left him to die in the cold of night.
Johnson says he'll never forget learning about Shepard's death.
In that moment, it was a piercing for me. I remember it vividly, even almost in my body still. And then what happened in the weeks and months after his death, too, created such a big space in me. I was a regular gay kid growing up in the Midwest. All of a sudden, I thought, oh my gosh, here it is. The hatred that I had felt as a gay person suddenly had such a focused, incredibly tragic story here in Matt that became this catalyst for me to feel even more deeply. And I think it opened me up.
As a choral composer, Johnson says he felt compelled to respond the way he knows how, through music and words. To tell Shepard's story respectfully, Johnson reached out to Judy Shepard, Matthew's mother. She gave the project a green light, even though in the past that hasn't always been the case with other artists who've been moved to respond to her son's death.
Candidly, it's really hard. You feel like you want the Matt you know to be represented, and so rarely is that the case. It's an interpretation of who they think Matt is. So we've really officially endorsed very, very few projects. And this was one of them because we just felt that Craig had a real feel for who Matt was.
To paint a portrait, Johnson set some of Matt's writings to music. Judy Shepard admits she's avoided listening to the recording in its entirety, but she has allowed herself to hear the movement titled Ordinary Boy.
I only heard it by itself and it just tore me up because it was Matt's words. And Matt Alber, who sings that particular piece, was spectacular.
I am funny, sometimes forgetful, and messy, and lazy.
Makes him feel real to you, doesn't it?
Matt Alber, who sings the part of Matthew, agrees.
It feels incredibly healing to hear the story, even knowing how difficult it is to listen to it.
Alber also sings tenor in the chorus and plays the yodeling cowboy. Like composer Craig Johnson, he says he also struggled as a gay youth and connected with Shepard.
Craig has told us many times that he felt like he got a message from Matt when he was composing it that says, "Don't leave me on the fence."
The fence that Shepard was tied to and tortured on for 18 hours before he died plays the role of innocent bystander in Johnson's composition. The lyrics come from Holyoke, Massachusetts writer Leslie Newman's collection of poems for Shepard, titled October Morning.
I held him.
Thank you.
Composer Craig Hella Johnson hopes the Grammy nomination and possible win will help his ode to Shepherd reach a broader audience.
This was really, at its most simplest, just a song for Matt. You know, it ended up being a 107-minute song, but his death shook me to the core and moved me deeply, and I wanted to sing a song back.
And in considering Matthew Shepherd, Johnson and his ensemble do just that.
What could be the song? Where begin again? Who could meet us there? Where might we begin?
For Here and Now, I'm Andrea Shea.